The search for a missing Talkeetna woman intensified today. Alaska State Troopers ramped up their resources and are searching an area about 18 miles east of Talkeetna to look for any sign of Melanie Gould. Meanwhile, a Facebook site dedicated to Gould's disappearance now has thousands of followers and has turned into a clearinghouse of information. KTNA's Sue Dio has more.
On Saturday, a little after noon, the search helicopter found Gould's abandoned truck about 18 miles from Cantwell. Since that time, the search has ramped up and given the troopers an area on which to focus. On Sunday, 14 wilderness search and rescue personnel and two canine units searched all day for a sign of Gould. Megan Peters, trooper spokesperson, reported that the latest involves 20 searchers as well as two canine units, and says there is still no clue.
We don't have any kind of indication of where she is at this point other than her vehicle was turned up. And so we're using that to base our search effort off of. But it's a large area, and there's 360 degrees around the truck that she could have started off to. And until we find a sign of her, we really don't know if we're even in the right area.
Cell phone coverage in the area is almost non-existent, and she says it's hard to get updates on a regular basis. Gould's truck has been transported back to Talkeetna, and rescue volunteers continue the search. Talkeetna residents searched the Talkeetna area by foot, car, airplane, and helicopter Friday and Saturday. Internet technology is playing a part in the search and shows the power of Facebook. On Friday, when the local search for Gould started, three Talkeetna residents started a Facebook page to help residents keep track of who had searched and where. What happened next was somewhat shocking. Amanda Randalls is one of the two Amandas, as they are known by now.
We have members on there from Scotland, all over Canada, Australia, England. There was a lady from Norway last night. The mass majority of our membership are Alaskans. But a lot of these other people who are connecting in are like big-time Dog Mushing fans, big-time Melanie fans.
By Monday afternoon, there were almost 2,000 fans. The other Amanda is a former junior Iditarod racer and grew up off the road and the grid.
I mean, I know our main focus is just trying to get the facts out there because a lot of people, you know, oh, maybe this happened or this happened. And we're just putting out like, this is what we know has happened. These are the facts of what we know.
She has been able to take off work to manage the Facebook page. When asked what kind of hours they both put into the site, they indicated they never stop.
We are here at the fire hall usually from 9 a.m. to at least 10 or 11 at night. Like, and then we check it. Because we could really do it anywhere, but this is kind of an easy central point. I mean, I get phone calls 6 o'clock in the morning, even earlier sometimes, up till like midnight or midnight or later.
Randall says troopers are doing all they can, and the Talkeetna trooper updates them when he has a chance.
You know, we don't have an official anything, but we're all working on the same side. And they know that, and they're doing their best to communicate with us. One of the things that's been tough is people keep saying, why are there no updates? Well, where the troopers are, there's no cell phone coverage. And in reality, they have way bigger priorities than checking in with us every half hour.
Friends are taking care of Gould's dogs and cabin. Facebook is taking care of people concerned for the dogs and Gould. And residents remain hopeful that positive clues will be found soon. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.